55 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Yeah. I didn't realize it.
My dad worked for A.C. Lawrence his whole life.
Yeah, my father worked for 42 years at A.C. Lawrence. Yeah.
I don't live far from the Riverworks on Pulaski Street.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to, when we were kids, they used to bring a patent leather out, to, you know, when it was a sunny day.
Yeah.
And hang it up. But boy, if there was a storm coming, all the, you know, they'd blow the whistles.
Oh, darn, everybody had to go once.
Stop what they're doing to get that leather in before the rain hit.
Well, and we moved to Maine. We opened a plant in 1959. And by 1962, as an example how big that factory was up there, we processed anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 hides a day. That's 4,000 to 8,000 sides a day. It was a mess. We had almost a million square feet of floor space up there. And in the mid, in the early 70s, we decided to get into patent leather. And we built a patent leather plant up there. We built it just at the right time because for the next 4 or 5 years, patent leather became a big issue. It was very, very popular. And my dad had for many years been a salesman on the road, but when Kirstein closed the plant down here, he came to Maine, and he was sales manager, but he knew an awful lot about patent leather. When we opened the patent leather division, he went over there to make sure that all the patent leather was made. And the same thing when we went into the upholstery leather automobile.
Yes.
We hired a tanner by the name of Joe Lancaster, who was a specialist in that. And that's what you had to do.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because that factory was extremely modern. We had wonderful machinery. And where'd the machinery come from? Very little, but it came from this country. It came from Czechoslovakia. It came because they were still developing leather machinery over there as an ongoing industry, but in this country, they knew it wasn't going to be, and that's what happened.
Did you ever have any problems in Maine with the season of fishing season or the hunting season as far as work?
Only when it opened the first day. All of a sudden, I get 50,000 phone calls. Everybody was sick, and the factory really was not. So what we did after that is we kind of staggered. We said, look, fellas, you know, why don't some of you go the first day and some the second? That didn't work either. Everybody wanted to go the first day.
Yeah.
So we found a bunch of older people who didn't want to go hunting, and we cut things down on that day till they came back. Oh, it was something.
Yes, it was. What happened to the factories? Are they empty there now?
What they did with the tannery there, It was six separate buildings. Plus, we had two other buildings in Biddeford, which is where we put the leather upholstery plant. And they took the buildings in Saco, and they converted them into stores. Bottom floors were stores, and they made like they did over here.
Condos.
They made condominiums and stuff like that. But you know, it was a big blow because And then next door, we had a shoe factory, not us, but a gentleman from Linden, Charlie Schulman, had a shoe factory, very large. They made sneakers, and they went out too, because they just couldn't compete. They went overseas or whatever they had to do. We had an offer. Danny Turcanis called me in. He says, we're going to have a meeting tomorrow afternoon. I'll be in a conference room. I said, who is it? He says, we laugh. He said, wait and see. We get there, and there's 10 or 12 gentlemen come in, all dressed exactly the same, from China. Mm-hmm. Introduced, two of them spoke English, the others nodded. And they wanted a proposition. They wanted us to come over to China and with them, partnership, open up a tannery. So we told them, we'd think about it. Danny gets to me the next day or this afternoon. He says, what do you think? I said, Danny, all they want to do is pick our brains until, you know, a year or two, then they'll throw you out of the country.
And right.
He said, you want to go over there? I said, me? I said, I'm not going over there. He laughed. He says, well, I'm not either. And that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But other industry did go over there. I think Prime Tanning has a place over there.
One of my bosses said the first man he'd shoot if he was over there.